The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here.
Wherever you are on lovely planet Earth.
Oh, yes. And today's show is a continuation of our introducing our new book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven.
A transformational approach to dating, relating, and marriage.
And the theme of today's show is intimacy.
Intimacy begins with you.
Absolutely. Intimacy begins with you. And let's talk about how to have a match made in heaven.
Well, then you got to talk about listening.
That's right. See, I gave you a good segue.
If you don't listen to whoever you're in relationship with, you will have a match made in the other place.
And you know what? Absolutely zero zippo 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 intimacy.
Yes.
No listening, no intimacy.
Right.
Listening, intimacy.
They work together very well.
Yeah, and you know what? Listening is fun.
Yes, it is.
When you're really here to hear what your partner or anyone else has to say from his or her perspective,
life is exciting.
It's vibrant.
Yes.
Do you notice we finish each other's sentences?
Yes, we do.
It's all about saying yes.
And listening.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, listening, most people don't listen. Most people listen to their thoughts about what's being said, so they never hear what the other person is saying. They hear their response to what they're saying. They hear whether they agree or disagree with what they're saying. They hear their agenda as to whether or not it's being met by what's being said, but they don't listen. Listening, true listening, is when you listen to hear what another person is saying from their point of view. And their point of view is true for them, so you don't have to disagree with it. You can just hear it. It won't hurt to hear it.
You can practice with this show today. Most people mistake thinking about what you're hearing as listening. That's not listening. That's doing something extra. You're actually multitasking. You're doing two things or attempting to do two things at once. So you're not just hearing the information. You're slowing it down to process it and compartmentalize it.
And to see whether you agree with it or disagree with it. And
so today,
I already know it.
Just relax.
Oh, I know that.
We could have some fun.
I know that. Okay. Three principles of instantaneous transformation. Whatever you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. If there's anything you say no to, you're stuck with it, and that's the first principle of instantaneous transformation.
I like that.
You're on.
Okay, my second principle. You ready? You can only be exactly as you are right now. Any given moment is a moment of now, and you can only be exactly as you are. So if you want intimacy in relating, the best place to start
is where you are.
Absolutely.
Not where you think you need to be.
When you think you should be another way, you're resisting how you are. And by resisting how you are, you keep in place that which you don't want. But if you allow yourself to be exactly as you are without judging yourself, it completes itself.
That's the third principle. Third principle is anything that you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself in an instant if you don't judge it. So those are the three principles.
And that's the starting place.
And I think we have a caller on the line.
Yes, do we? Caitlin, are you with us?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I have a question.
All right.
Please.
So your topic intrigued me because, well, when we get busy working on things, intimacy is sort of the first thing to go. And
now, you're talking physical intimacy.
Yes, definitely that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you actually said it all right there, my dear. When you get really busy, intimacy is the first thing to go. You're talking physical intimacy, but the truth of the matter is all intimacy, because you're not with your partner, your husband in your case, when you're preoccupied by your, quote, busy life.
Right.
So the game, if you want to have magic back in your life, is to slow down and be with Rod when you're with him, rather
right.
than try to complete stuff in your mind about what you have left to do on your to-do list.
Yeah.
See, my guess is when you get really busy, both of you, you know, you're a designer and a producer and a costume designer, and he's a producer and a director and an actor, and that you both have project work. And my feeling is as you get involved in projects, you forget that you need to recharge your batteries. And one of the things that happens is you get busier with the project rather than stopping, taking a breath, realizing that intimacy is about being, and that if you take the time to be with yourself and to be with your husband, when you go back to doing that project work, you'll be faster,
more effective,
more
productive.
Efficient.
Yeah.
What happens oftentimes is people's energy gets kind of thin, and then they think they need to work harder rather than recognizing that a break in the action may be what's needed.
Right.
The other thing is when you are lost in a project, and when I say lost in a project, I think you should be 100% in the project when you're in the project. But you can be lost in the project when you're on the subway going home, or you can be lost in a project while you're cooking dinner. You can be lost in a project while you're talking to your husband. So you can be lost in a project at any time if you're lost in the project. And then you forget to do things like plug your cell phone in so it's fully charged. And then the next day, you can't make an important phone call about your project because you were preoccupied with your project. You're thinking.
I can hear you thinking.
I can hear you thinking. Caitlin?
Yeah?
You're thinking.
Okay.
I don't know what you're thinking about, but you're
there's something you're defending. I'm not sure what it is.
No, I mean, I'm sure you're right.
See, there's no accusation here. It's all about the obviousness of life when you're here for it, and that allows for intimacy, true intimacy, where the person can show up as they are or however they are, and it's cool, where you are there when they're speaking to you, not getting lost in whether you agree or disagree or how it works or how it fits, like you did with what we just said.
Okay.
You know,
better. You got back to real time just then. Did you see it?
Yeah.
I heard it. See, I can tell when somebody's in real time because their response is in real time. They see it and they say, yeah, or I got it, or I see. But but if you stop to think about, then somewhere in there you're saying no to whatever's coming your way. Now, this is fine with me on a radio show. I don't really care. But it isn't so fine when your husband says something to you and you have to think about it because you're saying no.
Right, yeah. I totally see that,
Excellent.
That's great. It's nice to be back, isn't it?
Yes.
Can you see how when you stop to consider, or you're defending something, or you're a no, you instantaneously lose your sense of humor?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you have no humor, you have no intimacy.
Right.
And if you do have sex, it's serious. Not fun.
Right.
Not playful at all. It's to get the job
done.
Right. It's business. It's to get the job done.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And you know,
cool.
It's so easy to get sucked into going somewhere. And when you're busy going somewhere, that's why when Shai was talking about you're on the train, the subway train, or you're driving in your car, or you're doing the dishes, and you're lost in that which you're not doing in that moment. There's no intimacy there. You're not feeling the dishes or the bubbles or the soap. You're not...
Or the seat that you're sitting on in the subway or in your car.
You don't see the wonder of the faces around you or feel the air on your skin. There's a gap between you and feeling.
Yeah, but you see, that's the second principle again. You know, it says you can only be exactly as you are, but the other part of that is that no two things can occupy the same moment at the same time. So you can either be aware of how you are in the current moment, you can be there to hear what your husband says, or you're thinking about something and you're not there.
Right.
When you used the word intimacy in your question, you were referring to physical intimacy. And if you think about intimacy really as an odd example, but an iceberg, physical intimacy is the tip of the iceberg. But how you move about the room is the base of it. How you touch the items in your room. You know, if you're slamming around pots and pans, or you're frustrated with yourself and you toss down a piece of paper you've been reading because you're exasperated, there's no intimacy in that. And that leads to lack of physical intimacy, and if you're there, you're not very likely to feel anything.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's very funny. This morning, I was filling up a couple of glasses of water, and we're on this diet where we have to drink a lot of water, so one of the things I do every morning is fill these big 3-liter jugs with water, so we can measure how much we've consumed during the course of the day. And this big bottle slipped out of my hand, and water went all over the counter and the floor, and I had to pick the bottle up. And what I really noticed was that I was not disturbed that I had to clean up. I wasn't disturbed that it happened, because I'm not disturbed. But
right.
If you are disturbed, then everything is disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not disturbed, if you're not upset, then everything you handle delicately. So when I cleaned it up, I got a sponge from the sink, and I soaked it up, I squeezed it out, came back and did some more. And, you know, it was a fun experience cleaning up. There was no berating myself for having dropped the bottle.
And you know why I love to hear that? Because how you treat yourself, you ultimately will treat your partner.
And so I'm not going to beat on Ariel for being the way she is, because
right.
I'm not beating on me for being the way I am. And so the bottle fell. Didn't break, so it was plastic. Yes, good plastic. And so I didn't, you know, like, it wasn't worth getting upset over. Nothing really is worth getting upset over, because once you get upset, you get pulled out of the current moment of your life, because upsets are mechanical and they're not in this current time. Why that's difficult, if you're talking about intimacy, is intimacy requires your being here for it. It requires your being in what's happening in your life in that moment, not someday. It's right now. It's a very immediate.
Right.
The other thing, Caitlin, to take a look at is that if you go about your lives fully and separately, as you do, as people do, they have different activities in the day, there's kind of a skin that grows between you, and the skin can extend to be a natural barrier, and the barrier can extend to be a wall. And actually, volitionally engaging with one another washes away that barrier between two individuals. But it really takes purposefully engaging.
And disengaging from what has happened earlier in your day.
Right.
You know what? The Olympics are really this amazing opportunity for people watching it, because you've got these great athletes who sometimes mess up. And what they've got to do, if they're going to continue on with their routine, say in gymnastics, is to forget that they messed up and keep going. Get back into the moment rather than think about what happened. Because if they do think about what happened, they're lost. And speaking of lost,
we don't want to be lost, so we have to take a break. Are you available to come back with us after the break?
Sure.
Awesome. We'll be back shortly, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shaya Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening.
listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I want to let everybody know that our new book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, is coming out on September 4th. And we are doing a very special book promotion where if you purchase the book on Amazon.com on that day, you get lots of bonus gifts, including a three-month free subscription to our Premium Excellence Club, where you get a video of us working with people each week in your inbox. There are special articles. There's a question and answer format so that if you have a question, you can write in. We answer questions in the question and answer format of the Premium Excellence Club.
And that Premium Excellence Club, the 3 months, is worth about $125.
And we have lots of other bonus gifts from some of our great friends like Dr. Ivan Meisner, the head of BNI. He's sending a book, an electronic book on how to network, from Jerry Gavin. We have gluten-free recipes. There's all sorts of great gifts. So it's a great day. Mark your calendar, September 4th.
And you only get those gifts if you buy it
on September 4th. So if you are listening to this a year down the line,
we're sorry.
But you can still find out about the book, no matter when you're listening to this, at matchmadeinheavenbook.com. You can find out all sorts of information. And if you're listening to this currently, you can find out about the book promo. So, Caitlin, are you still with us?
Yep.
Excellent. So how you feeling?
Awesome.
Awesome.
You sound more real time.
Right. You know, it's funny, you call into the radio show, and what happens is you get connected up to real time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can definitely feel that.
Excellent. Hey, thank you for calling in, and thank you for your question. I'm sure there are a lot of people that you really supported today.
I hope so. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Well,
we have another caller.
We do. Natasha.
I think we're taking Katya.
Oh, Katya.
We have a couple in line
yes.
on the queue.
Oh, yes.
Katya, are you with us?
Sorry.
Yes, I'm with you. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
So good to... I'm really good this moment because it was so great listening to you while you were speaking to Caitlin. It's really... feel more calm in myself, and I nearly forgot my question because I was interested to know how can I be intimate with myself. So I was always thinking being intimate with my partner, but what does it mean to be intimate with me and then with other people who are not my boyfriend or like colleagues or friends.
You know, we have a great section in the book with a video with a friend of yours, Ursula, where she discovered that when she became present and intimate, even like touching the fabric of pants in a store or the way her food was arranged on the plate, was just this stunning experience of intimacy.
I was just going to ask you where you're calling in from, because I'm sure our listeners hear your accent.
Yes, I'm calling in from Hamburg in Germany.
Oh, excellent.
So do you have a question for us today?
Well, as you said, being intimate with the thing with what is right in front of me, is that right? So just be with it, what is in front of me.
Yes,
I'm just wondering of the definition, but it's all then being with the moment.
Well, that's our definition. I don't know what the dictionary definition of intimacy is. But
okay.
It is definitely our experience is that when you are present,
there's the possibility of intimacy, but if you're off thinking about things when you're with your boyfriend, then there's no intimacy. If you're worrying about work when you're at home with your boyfriend, then there's no intimacy.
All right.
And if you're worried about the future, there's no intimacy.
Right. See, the future acts as a barrier between you and the moment, because if you're worrying about how the future is going to turn out, you aren't really present wherever you are, because you're off in some fantasy future that probably won't be as bad as you think it is going to be.
Right.
Can I speak frankly with you?
Yes, of course. Sure, please.
Excellent. You wrote us an email today talking about how your boyfriend has some health concerns.
Yes.
If you run off into your mind to the worst possible scenario.
Because the mind goes to the worst possible scenarios, doesn't think of the best things.
You won't be present to actually see potential options that you may want to exercise in order to bring him back to health. And the same is if you think about the past, like his doctor should have told him sooner that he may have some health challenges ahead. Running forward or back will keep you not only from enjoying each other now, but also making the best choices for how you should go forward.
Yes, and getting upset will for sure not allow you to see the full spectrum of opportunities available for his well-being and health. The other thing is, I would not reject traditional medicine in favor of alternative medicines or alternative healings.
Because if you reject something, you push away from something, you don't have the full options in front of you. If you look at all of the options with equality, with a yes, something's going to become apparent for you and for him what's going to be the best course of action. But if you're pushing, I don't want that, whatever that is, or you're going back to the past saying, wow, you know, we did some traditional things and it was really uncomfortable and I don't want to go through that type of experience again, you too will be lost in an upset. And again, you won't have the most
effective
options available to you.
Okay.
Can
wow.
you see that? Because you have already made decisions not to go with traditional medicine.
Yeah, let yourself feel that.
Yes, it's...
Yeah. It's okay, baby.
And you know, our fears for the future, you know, create a real barrier.
Right. So,
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch the last sentence from you, Ariel.
It's okay.
That our fears for the future create a real barrier.
Yeah. Right.
You know, sometimes when we get upsetting news and you're upset, it's like you lose a sense of affinity or well-being in yourself. Because you're upset.
But
yeah.
But upsetting yourself is an indulgence. See?
The word indulgence, I'm sorry.
An indulgence is...
It's like a temper tantrum.
Yes.
You know, well-justified temper tantrum.
Yeah.
But,
yes.
But if you, the word indulgence comes from if you indulge or let yourself go into something that's not good for you, that's an indulgence.
An indulgence is kind of like eating an entire huge
gallon of ice cream.
It makes you sick.
That's right.
Okay.
A spoonful wouldn't be bad, but a gallon will definitely mess up your system.
Okay.
So if you get emotional and upset about...
That which isn't, by the way.
Right, because right now, Hans is fine.
Yes.
So if you get upset, right, then you waste the fine moments that you two could have together in fear and anticipation of something bad down the line.
And what you resist...
shows up.
Persists.
Yeah.
Yes. It not only persists, you actually create what you resist.
We once knew a man who lost his wallet.
Oh, yes.
And he resisted that so badly. And over the time that we knew him, he lost it 3 or 4 times because he was so determined not to have that experience again. He kept reproducing it rather than getting interested and engaged and being present.
That's what I want, to be being present and to look proactive what we can do.
Yes.
So, and in both ways. Then,
yes,
the,
but you need to be clear that if you reject traditional medicine in favor of some alternative medicine, you may create more problems for yourselves down the road. So I'm not suggesting you only go with traditional medicine. I am saying you check all your options.
And see what makes sense and what resonates.
Right.
But not
because traditional medicine saved Hans's life the last time.
Yes.
It was uncomfortable.
It was not what he would prefer,
but
he's here because of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
And it's so funny. When we, and this is...
This is just like relationship.
Relationship,
though.
It applies to dating even. You've had something uncomfortable. You know,
you don't want to go there again.
Last week's show, Claudia was talking about that. She just had an uncomfortable situation, and some part of her was determined not to go anywhere in that compartment again. But when you make decisions like that, a decision is killing off all the alternatives. And it may be that ultimately, when you look at everything, that an alternative approach is exactly where you want to go. But anytime you're doing something against something, you don't have the full health happening. It's like in relationship. If you say, I'm not going to have a relationship like my mother and father,
well, then
the best you can hope for
is the exact opposite of their relationship, but it'll still be just like theirs in the opposite.
So if your parents yelled and you say, I'm never going to do that.
So you may not yell, but you'll silently fume.
Mm.
You know the word fume?
Yeah.
That's like burn.
Yes. I can see that. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, how you doing?
Clearer in my head and more awake.
Good.
And to take all the options, it's important and right. Yes, I.
You know, as you're talking, Katya, I really think you're such a gift to people, because when you hit a place in your life where you say no to anything, no to a health concern coming up, no to the fact you got a flat tire, no to getting a failing grade in a class, no to anything, your life gets stuck there and intimacy goes right out the window. But when you can
take on life as it's showing up, without resisting it, then life becomes joyous, even if the circumstances aren't ideal.
Right, yeah.
And you know what? Circumstances are always perfect. In this moment...
Yes, but they're just not what you would prefer.
Yeah. Shia was talking to me about that today. With all the emails I had coming in, I couldn't figure out how come I kept getting more and more, and I ended up having 500. I'd run out of space on the server for our emails, and they kept coming back in. So that wasn't my preference, but it really wasn't grounds for an upset.
And when we realized it, then we had the option to do something about it without losing our sense of well-being or our sense of intimacy or relationship. We just called our web company, and they gave us more space.
Gotta love them. Tag Online. If you need a website, they rock. They are the best.
Yeah, they did it while we waited.
Yep.
I mean, within
it was
minutes.
Really sweet.
And you rock so much, and I'm really I'm so thankful, and well, I'm optimistic. Perhaps it seems a bit rare saying this now, but it's not rare. It's really I'm optimistic in whatever what will no, in this moment I'm really optimistic. And
And on that note, we're going to
take a break.
We'll be, come on back with us, Katya, and come on back, everyone else. And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
V
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. We're talking with Katya about intimacy begins with you. Mm. You still with us, Katya?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you so much for everything. I feel great, really.
That's great.
You know, when you say that, Katya, I get goosebumps because the circumstances of your life haven't changed. But when you're here for the circumstances of your life, regardless of what they are, you're great.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's full body goosebumps even.
Yeah, and life is wonderful, really wonderful. And knowing you and transformation is more wonderful. And yeah, and I hug you and kiss you. And
well, hugs and kisses back.
Thank you. It felt very good.
And Hans, and give Hans our love.
Yes, I will. And I'm looking forward to meeting you again.
Yes, we look forward to seeing you in October for A Life Full of Joy, Every Moment Counts.
In Hamburg.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. I will be there.
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay. Oh, by the way, everybody, next week's episode is a transformational approach to dating. I want to say relating to marriage because it kind of runs off my tongue
right,
now, but it's
right.
A transformational approach to dating. So tune in for that. And by the way, that's not just for people who are single. If you want your relationship to flourish, it may be time to reclaim the art of dating. Yep. We have another caller.
Yes, we do.
Now we can take
Natasha.
Now I
can say Natasha.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Where are you calling in from?
London.
Have you been attending the Olympics?
I'm hopefully going to the Olympics soon, but I haven't been as yet because I've been overseas.
Well, hope you have your chance. What can we do for you?
It's actually been really, really interesting listening to this call. So when I first saw the title, Intimacy Begins With Yourself, I think I thought intimacy meant something. And I heard you talking to Caitlin and what she said, and something actually occurred to me, which was that I believe I keep myself busy to stop myself from being intimate with myself. And that's because I just don't like what I see.
Slow down. That is very good. I love what you just said because it's so accurate. You keep yourself busy so you don't have to be intimate with yourself. And then you add the caveat to that because you don't like what you see. But what you see, for the most part, has been your social conditioning for what you think is good or bad or beautiful or ugly or something like that. Your aesthetics are conditioned by the culture you come from.
Yes.
And so we are all self-judgmental because we're trying to fit into a system of a culture that we grow up in, so we judge ourselves and govern ourselves so we don't get in trouble.
Yep.
It's clear to me that if you don't like what you see,
you don't see you.
Yeah, you're not actually seeing you.
No. I think that's only just I've just realized that now, that I literally do that. I blame my job for keeping me busy, but actually I think I create the busyness because I want to avoid seeing me.
Yes, you create the busyness because it's more convenient and easier than simply being with yourself.
Yes.
I want to second or back up to what Shia was just talking to you about how you view yourself. And how you view yourself is not personal.
You know, I have a question for you. Now, it's not that I'm going for compliments, but do you see me as a handsome man?
Yes. You're Shia.
Yes, you're Shia.
Yeah, well, I am Shia, but my internal conversation about me finds fault with the way I look.
Okay. The only question is whether he listens to that internal conversation or not. He does not have the expectation that internal conversation
it's
will change.
It's never going to go away.
Got you.
And in fact, it wasn't too long ago that our friend Jen came into Creativity and Intuition Workshop we did in New York City in Manhattan, and she told us that she had a huge epiphany in the previous course she'd come to. She had mentioned that she had recently been looking in the mirror and saying to herself, hey, you look pretty good. I like what you see. And we suggested to her that listening to that, those, quote, positive comments, set her up to really listen to the, quote, negative comments because it's all the same voice. And she told us something really neat. She told us that she's been treating that conversation like white noise, that she hasn't been listening to it like it means anything. She said she sleeps with a fan in her room to create a background white noise that just is like static, that fills the space but is meaningless so that she can sleep. And she treats the commentary from her mind about how she's doing as if it's white noise. So the idea that you don't like what you see, well, you're not really seeing you. There's a great, great section in our book called The Whole New World where Anina, and you can also see the videos that the book comes off of. The book is built around videos and snippets of the radio show.
Us working with people, and I was thinking about Anina because in the section in the book, she talks about how she was coming back into the United States from Costa Rica last year, and the customs agent said, you need a new passport because your picture page is cracked. So she went and got a new passport, and when they gave her back the old one, she looked at the picture, and she liked what she saw. And then she realized that she had six other passports, earlier ones, and she looked at those pictures, and she liked what she saw there. But when she was a child, growing up, and over the years of having those passports, she never liked the way she looked, so she didn't like the way the pictures looked.
But now she had started to actually see herself.
And like her what she saw, so she liked all of her going back over time. See, you've come up with ideas about how you should be that don't agree with how you are, but that doesn't make those ideas right. Or you wrong for being the way you are?
Well, I wanted to go back to something I started and didn't quite finish.
Okay.
And that is that how you relate to yourself is not personal, Natasha. It's an amalgam of your enculturation that Shia was talking about and childhood decisions. You know, kids make decisions like, I'm no good at sports, or we talk about it in our first book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work. It's like you make a decision, and it's like write once, read many, or it's a worm. It's an internal mental worm, and you believe that thing to be true, like I'm not attractive, or I'm no good at dating, or I'll never find someone. And all of those things are not
Well, if they were put together by a 13-year-old or a 14-year-old, they may have been true at that moment, but how old are you now?
35.
35?
Yep.
Well, that's not true for a 35-year-old woman unless she believes it's true.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
I know that you are a member of our Premium Excellence Club, which is our video subscription series. Now, wasn't that long ago that there was a video, one of the people that we were working with was you. And
yes.
You saw that video.
Yes.
Are you actually trying to tell me you didn't like what
who
you saw?
Who you saw there?
I found it hard, actually, to connect. I don't know, it was very bizarre watching me on that screen.
What was bizarre about watching you on that screen?
Well, I was actually realizing that that was me, and actually I was glowing.
You were glowing, yes. That person was glowing. And she was quite lovely, not to put words in your mouth. But that's my assessment of that person.
Could you feel her sweetness?
Yeah.
Could you? I personally was inspired by her.
Wow. You know, this book now, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, we were watching the Premium Excellence Club, and we saw a video with a woman named Christiana, and that's when Shia turned to me and said, Ariel, we need to turn this into a book. This is the groundwork for the book. We're working on our next title, our next book, and it hasn't gelled until recently. And when I saw the video with you, Natasha, I said, this is what we've been waiting for.
Yep.
So your opinion of you and reality are vastly different.
Yeah.
And
I completely see that it's this voice in my head, and I've not ignored it. I've actually listened to it, and it's not true.
And the voice isn't you.
The voice is like a radio show. It's not you. By the way, it's an old rerun.
Yep.
That you've heard many times before, so you believe it's true, but it doesn't make it true.
Yeah.
I heard recently from somebody who, after the course that we did in Cambridge, went to London and had the great opportunity of having dinner with you, that you went to a restaurant, they went to a restaurant with you where the wait staff was familiar with you. And they talked to us about how these people lit up when they saw you. And my guess is that you don't generally see that because you're not fully engaging with people, your idea of yourself acts as a set of blinders.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Good.
Excellent. You know, I can really see it for Shy and I when we go into New York City, the men at the parking lot
where we park our car
adore us, love us. They always come over, speak to us, shake our hands, talk to us about what's going on in their life. Actually, one of the gentlemen this past week on Suleiman was telling us all about his experience of Ramadan and his new wife. He just got married. And we aren't reserving being intimate with the one. Intimacy is a way of life.
Right. We're intimate with every person we interact with. We're intimate with everything we do. We do our best to be present in our lives moment by moment. And you can, too.
I think, actually, sometimes what happens is I get terrified by the strength of the feelings that actually I have. Because I've got to admit, since I've met you guys, and ever since Costa Rica, my life has, I said this then, and I can't believe I'm still saying, it's getting better and better and better.
And it will continue to do so as long as you stay present to your life.
It's such strong feeling, Shia. It's like, wow.
You know what? You can handle it.
Well, you know what else I love? That you're a doctor, and you handle people's lives, you know, people who are ill with diabetes, who risk losing their limbs, and you come to a workshop with us, and by the time you get back to London from the workshop in Cambridge, 10 of your clients, I believe you told us,
had healed themselves
in your presence.
Yep.
You're the gift.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
The show is coming to an end. We have to go.
Natasha, thank you so much for being on our show with
us. Really a pleasure talking to you and Katya and Caitlin today. And thank you to all of our listeners. Intimacy really does begin with you. Kindness is key. Come back next week, please. And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.